Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitol, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands
Uh-huh. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. Yep, trying to make it work too. I'm not trying. I'm getting it. I'm getting it done to the best of my abilities. Now, something funny my father taught me. He said, son, when you've done all you can do, if you've done your absolute best and you look up and it didn't get the job done, take a deep breath and do some more. That used to bug me, man, when my father used to tell me that. He said, son, when you've done your absolute best and you think you can't do no more, you've done all you can, and it still don't get the job done, take yourself a deep breath and do some more. And you know what? I found that has worked every single time. Every single time. Because what my father knew was that what you think is your breaking point, or what you think is your all in all, he says, son, it's just something about it, man. If you just gather yourself, you got a little bit more. Everybody got some more. And I got to be honest with you. It has worked. It has helped me greatly. And, everybody does have some more. You know, I tell that to my sons all the time. Dad, I did my best. Well, let me ask you something else. Could you have done anything else? Could you have studied a little harder? Could you have shown up a little bit earlier? Could you stayed a little bit later? Yeah. Well, then, okay, that's what you should have done then. See, there's always a way. But if you're going to create excuses, if you're going to make them up all the time about why you don't get it done, I have a very, very sad statement for you right now. You're never going to get anything done. You're never going to get to the top. Not to the top. You can get halfway up. Now, you can get a third of the way up. You can get three quarters of the way up. But if you don't have that little extra reserve in you, you're not getting to the top. The top is only reserved for those that have the wherewithal and the power, the desire, the drive, and the gut-wrenching effort to get to the top. The top is reserved only for the top. It's just the top. There ain't but one top. In the middle done, ain't it? You know, the top of the mountain. Halfway, it's a different view at the top. Things look different from up top. So if you want to get to the top of whatever, your profession, your field, your career, whatever it is, you got to do extra. You have to do more. More is expected of you. More, but here's what's really crazy. More is required of you. Don't live your life in a lackadaisical state. Don't wake up every day with the feeling of, whatever happens, happens. Nah, man, have a say-so in your life. You, first of all, let me ask you something. Who has God? Name the person that God has given authority over you. Name the person. But who is the person? Nobody has domain over you. God didn't create that person. So what you sitting here for, man? What are you sitting here for, letting people who do not know direct your path? Why are you worried about all these people with what they got to say about you and all these people with what they got to think about you when here's the news flash, they don't know either? All these people that you overly concerned about, all these people that you go into these answers for, they need answers too. Stop. What are you doing here? Gather yourself for a minute. Here is a solution to all of that. You have one source that will be there for you to the end of time, and that is your relationship with God. That is the one thing that's solid and for sure. He's behind the wall. He's in your jail cell. He rides with you in the police car. He's with you on your job up at the school. He's down there in the board meetings with you. He goes with you when you travel on planes. He sits with you when you're in a relationship. He helps you with your parenting skills. He helps you. He's there to assist you. If you do the right things, he show you and guide you to your next job. When you lose your job and you think it's a wrap, there's some good behind it, man. God is always working on your behalf to those that believe. You just got to believe. He don't ask you for nothing else. Believe in me. That's all he asks you to do. What you tripping for, man? And then when you make the decision to believe in him and it comes out your mouth from time to time somewhere, what you worried about what people say? What you worried about what they think for? Why? Who are they? They need God too. You telling them you found something new, that you gonna give this a shot right here. Now they got some yin yang and some yakety yak to say about that. When they need God too. That's what amazes me, man, about people. Sit up in here, man, be knocking your dream and stuff. Look, if you're an atheist, man, do your thing. Do your thing. But you can't create no laws where I can't do mine. That don't make no sense, man. That makes no sense at all to me. You have the right to go be whatever you want to be. You know, if you don't like the fact that I'm in school, got my head bowed down, and I'm saying a prayer before I take this test, just don't bow your head, don't you pray. But if some kids want to get together, that's some crazy mess. That's what happened in our schools. We took prayer out of schools. Now look at our schools. You send your child to school, and someone else comes back home. That's a whole nother thing right here. That's not what I want to talk to you about. But I was just throwing it out because, you know, hey, man, your relationship with God is essential to your success as a person. It's essential to your existence. It's essential to where you're trying to go and what you're trying to be because he made you. Why would you not talk to the person that made you to find out what he created you for? I ain't talking about your parents. Who made your parents? This is God. We created in his image. Why would you not talk to your maker to see why you got made? That don't make sense to you? If you're sitting and gotten yourself in a situation, you sitting in a jail cell somewhere, you locked up, you doing some time, man, be a good time for you to reflect. But whatever your situation is, man, God can get you through it. He can give you the strength, the courage, the wherewithal, the understanding, everything you need, the wisdom to get you through anything you're going through. You just got to touch base with him. I need God every single day of my life. And what he's done for me, man, off the chain. But guess what? He'll do the same thing for you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
One time I said it, two times I meant it, three times I heard it. Come out your mouth. I say good morning, y'all. Good morning, everybody. What you want to do different today? That right there made no damn sense at all.
And I love it.
But yeah, that right there, show. Man, is how I woke up this morning. I was kind of all over the place. Mm-mm. Then I gathered myself. I asked the Holy Spirit to come sit with me,
straighten me out. Just I need you today. I'm feeling out of sorts. Touch me, work with me. I came on in here, and this is what he gave me. I feel better already.
All right. Yeah.
God works in mysterious ways. Your normal ain't my normal.
Come on.
Your regular ain't my regular. Your happy might not be my happy.
Hello.
The way I set it off might be completely different than the way you set it off.
Yeah.
Huh. Because when I set it off, I set the building on fire.
As you should.
Yeah.
That's my set it off.
Yeah.
No, ain't no little, I like her. I strike a match in the corner, burn the garbage can. No, no. I am where the slogan originated.
Come on, boy.
The roof, the roof.
Yeah.
The roof is on fire.
Uh-huh.
We don't need no water.
Take your time.
Let this burn.
Oh.
Yes.
Burn.
Yes.
Yes.
Burn.
Mm. Who was there that night? Who was there that night they did that?
Man, oh man, oh man. I feel like I'm the originator of that.
You did.
I feel that way. When I heard it, man, it was like it was almost spiritual when I heard it. Well, I'm saying,
wait a minute. Spiritual.
You had out of body experience.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It was one of them moments right there when I heard it. I went, man, is they talking about me? Lord have mercy.
What
I have 74.
74? Okay.
74. 74 is when it really hit me that the roof was on fire. And the request to not anybody bring water.
Yeah.
Because I was comfortable with it burning.
Yeah. I was seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wasn't even here.
I was
Junior,
seven.
You wasn't even Junior. You was at 74.
Man, my parents ain't even met. Wasn't no way Delbert, for me to get here. Yeah.
Delbert was out doing other things.
Yeah.
Delbert Lee.
74,
Delbert,
boy.
Hey, man. 74, Delbert was probably breaking in cars.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, the pastor and the deacon are in the building for church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is Monday. The deacon is back. Yes. Reverend Motown is here, and it is time for church complaints. What you got?
We've been missing. We've punctulated.
You didn't
on the auspicity of direction.
That boy still got some wisdom. Lord have mercy.
We've been
Amen.
Hoping and praying for our deacon's monocolical return.
Yeah.
What?
Have been in waiting.
Yes.
And strong artification that one day he would persify.
I've been missing the word.
Indemnify. And objectify our presence with his own aura. Hell, today we have been bionically blessed. Knowing that him and only himself could be as spontaneous and bless us with this benign.
Benign.
Good word.
Not a good word, but that's all right. That's all right.
Oh, but benign would be a cancer reference, and we don't want to use that word. But it had
you already didn't get it. You didn't already know it.
Well, subconsciously it has slipped in.
Mm-hmm.
As we as we let me see how I can avoid the pitfalls of this introduction.
He's trying to clean it up.
Damage control.
Let's see now.
I hope you fix it.
We therapeutically. Therapeutically.
Therapeutically.
Fix it.
Get through this dialysis.
Oh, Lord.
Over.
I'm not on that.
Crisis.
Hey, man, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with my kidney.
Bless us. Bless us, chemotherapy.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I had to, I'm missing that part. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why we prayed that out. That's no longer, we prayed that away. We're not involved in the ladies and gentlemen, Deacon Def Jam.
All right, all right. Coming from a hydrocodone perspective here.
What?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Percocet, if you will.
Oh, no.
Percocet.
Come on.
Yes. All right, we got an issue here. We got a message from heaven that Aretha Franklin is highly upset that Queen Elizabeth's funeral outdid hers. And she wants a do-over, and here are the stops that she wants to make. Her hometown, Memphis. Then she wants to go to Buffalo, New York. She wants us to roll her up to the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles. Then Carnegie Hall. And then lastly, back to Detroit. So she wants her funeral redone, Pastor.
We're not going to be able to do that for Queen because I don't know if she's aware, but if she were to show up and make an appearance at any of these, all these buildings would immediately clear out. Most of Aretha's friends is not white. And we don't ever have our fans come back. You know, white folks has been seeing Elvis since he left. You've right. Never heard one of us say, man,
never.
I was down at the mall last week, and I saw Marvin Gaye. I venture to say that entire mall would be closed down.
Yes. What are we doing?
So we won't be doing a redo of our Queen of Soul's funeral.
Yeah. All right,
we don't have to tell her no. I think the Lord gonna shut that down.
All right.
He must have wrote these while he was in the hospital.
He did. Can tell they have very little thought or care behind it.
You dog, all right, man.
Nobody.
And here go another.
The first
and here go
one was about death.
Yeah.
Okay. And you not hurting. Ain't nobody hurting my feelings. And I'm gonna keep right on going with what I wrote. Sister Deborah Sadler made a mac and cheese with stew softener on Saturday for the fundraiser.
Everything is about
sick. Yeah, the entire sanctuary needs to be clean and sanitized. It's going to cost $1,500 for the cleaners, and the congregation wants to make sure that she pays for it. It's your call, Pastor. It's a mac and cheese stew softener is what it was.
Yeah, this is your last time going into the hospital.
Writing church complaints.
Your hospital stays in writing is off. We've done a funeral, the return of the queen, and stew softener. I'll make sure that I tie the next one in together for you. Let's just move on.
All right, let's see if I can get something.
Got cheese and stools.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
go together.
How does that work? Sound like a morphine conversation.
Was
the deed to the church and all of our important paperwork and some cash is missing from the church office. Now, Brother Mason, our bookkeeper says he's 100% sure probably that all of our stuff is in Mar-a-Lago. Along with other classified material. He say Trump has our stuff. And he wants everybody to ride with him to Florida to get it from Trump. That's up to you, Pastor. But all
I'm assuming that you were thinking of this while writing your will. So what we gonna do with things that we have no concern? This boy's mind was he was in the hospital as the ghetto boys. My mind is playing tricks on me. We venture. Oh, I was dropping bees on me. You was having fifth ward nightmares.
One more thing, Pastor. R. Kelly is asking to have a Family Feud come to the prison. He wants D Block against A Block.
Oh, yeah. He was gone.
Yes, you really was.
Ooh, let's move on.
You
Ooh.
Was all up in your bed, pan writing these here.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, right after this.
Man, thank you. You need
to... You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we have info on how you can help victims of Hurricane Ian. And viral videos show former NFL star Antonio Brown doing lewd acts in a hotel swimming pool in Dubai. And Trevor Noah has announced that he's leaving The Daily Show.
No.
We'll talk about all these stories. Oh. Yeah, yeah. At the top of the hour, we love him on that show. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Geraldine and Henderson says, I'm a 33-year-old teacher, and one of my students is my cousin's husband's baby. It was just a rumor until the child was registered for school this year and ended up in my pre-K class. He looks just like his daddy. Should I tell my cousin?
Ooh. Ooh. Come on, CLO. What you going to do?
Well, I think. Now, is she, let me ask you this, though, question. Is she saying that the lady don't know?
Well, that's what it sounds like. Yeah, that she does not know. Yeah. The cousin, her cousin, doesn't know that this is her cousin husband's baby, the little boy.
I think you should leave that alone. That ain't the deal. The baby's at school to get an education. You're the teacher. Teach the baby. It ain't your husband. No, because you're going to mess up a little baby's education. Now, you don't want the baby to know nothing. You sitting over here playing the baby short because you think the baby created a breakup. Yeah. Yeah, your test, F.
Don't take it out on the baby. Come on now. She's not going to do that.
Yes, she is. She's going to take it out on the baby. Leave us alone. Let that baby grades be the grades.
Wow.
Whew. Okay. That's a tough one right there. Okay, moving on to Clarissa in Edgewater. Clarissa writes, I work overnights in a hospital, and a few years ago, I had an affair with a coworker. He was single, and I was married. Now he's married, and I'm divorced, and I flirted with him because I needed sex. He says he's happily married, and he's not a cheater. Is he just not interested in me anymore, or what?
He's happily married, and he's not a cheater. What? See, when you did it before, he done met the chick of his dreams. He don't want you. It's okay.
Bottom line. Move on.
Just because you did it don't mean he got to do it. Some limits to this.
Yeah.
Layers.
Yep. Yeah.
Just so y'all know, though, they be doing it in the hospital. In case y'all didn't know, they be doing it.
Yo, hospital updates. You oversharing.
They do. So
in my room,
CLO.
I could hear everything.
But you couldn't talk, though, Tommy. You couldn't talk.
I can hear.
All right, moving on, CLO, to Belinda and Gary. Belinda says, I've been dating a man for 4 months and I can't visit his home because of my allergies. He bought the home from a lady that had cats and he refuses to get new carpet. I'm thinking maybe he can't afford it. Should I offer to loan him the money? What? Yeah.
She desperate.
So you got it? 4 months she's been dating this guy.
You can't come over his house. Because the woman had cats.
Right.
And you allergic.
Right.
Now, he done found a way to keep you out of his house legitimately. Because if I want a woman bad enough, I'm finna get these walls painted, fumigated, and the rug about it. We finna have hardwood floors.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Point blank, period.
For real. He don't want you.
We're
going to
get this carpet out of here.
Yeah. Should I loan him the money? What?
Yeah.
He ain't asked you for that. He ain't trying to change the carpet. he don't want you over there. Because he got some, there's some people over there that ain't allergic to cats.
Wow.
But if you go to the hospital, they can fix them allergies. They fix everything at the hospital. I'm just
another hospital update. Another random hospital update.
So what have we learned today so far?
Girl, too much.
Yeah.
Keep your health together.
Hey, man, your ass ain't going to the hospital no more.
Now that you can talk, you're letting us know what's going down in the hospital.
Shout out to the healthcare workers. Sorry.
Yes, yes.
Big front ups line, to all the nurses, doctors, everybody, orderlies, everybody.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
All right, oh, so definitely don't loan him the money, you're saying, CLO.
Loan him the money. He didn't ask you for no money for no rug. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Why don't you read the writing on the wall?
Move on.
He ain't ready for you to come over there regularly. You just been dating 4 months. He ain't cleared the stable out.
Okay.
Did you hear me? He hasn't cleared the stable out.
We got it.
Y'all women talking, y'all dating these men like they ain't had no history before you showed up.
In 4 months, you're going to come out of your pocket giving him money? Ugh. All right. Moving on. Last one, Steve. Last one. This is from Joy in your hometown of Cleveland. Joy says, I found out that my husband of 12 years put a locator on my cell phone after he caught me in a lie about where I had been. I told him that I was at a coffee shop, but I was at a boutique instead. He made a big deal over nothing, and the bigger question is why he's tracking me after 12 years of marriage. What's up?
Because he thinks you cheat.
Because she lied.
Period. Huh,
listen
Steve?
To me. Mm-hmm. The boutique was the truth. Mm-hmm. You chose the lie. And why did you tell the lie? Because you didn't want him to know he was you were spending money at the boutique.
Right.
You see what I say about lying?
What? What's your point? What you saying?
The lie.
She shouldn't have lied in this case.
No. You lied for the reason. You didn't want him to know you were spending money at the boutique.
Right.
So you
right.
told him you was at a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
He went, that's a damn lie. You at a boutique.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying? She
I appreciate you lied because you was trying to hide the fact about the money.
The appreciation for
but
the
now,
lie.
Know this about the lie. The lie requires another lie. And you're not good at
always.
It.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. I, on the other hand, I quadruple lie. I pack lie.
Okay, so what would you have done? What would you have done in this scenario, Steve?
Baby, the boutique is right there by the coffee shop.
There you go.
Come on, boy.
Right next door.
And so I went over to the boutique, but I went next door to get some coffee.
Oh, so you were in and out in the boutique. Uh-huh.
So I did go get some coffee, and you can ask them.
Ask them. Oh, we got witnesses.
Man, you tripping.
So flip it. She can flip it. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free.
ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hurricane Ian is notably one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the U.S., claiming lives along its path of devastation and destruction. Hurricane Ian weakened Saturday as it rolled into the mid-Atlantic states, but not before it washed out bridges, slung massive boats into buildings, and took roofs off of homes, leaving millions of people without power. And here are some of the ways, if you'd like to, you can help. If you want to volunteer, go to the Red Cross website at redcross.org/volunteer today, or you can donate at 800-RED-CROSS. That's 800 by the numbers, 800-733-2767, or go to redcross.org. All right, redcross.org. And we're still praying for those victims of Hurricane Ian.
I mean, this thing here was massive. This was
It was a monster
devastating storm. Left some areas unrecognizable.
Yeah.
You see the before and after pictures.
Versus the after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they showed it on Google Docs, on the different news networks, it's just horrible. Damaging winds and, man.
Yeah, and we're hoping this is the last of the hurricanes. Yeah, definitely keep them in our prayers, for sure.
Yes.
Now switching gears here, this is a crazy story right here. Antonio Brown has exhibited more bizarre behavior, and this time he was in Dubai. Videos of Antonio Brown at a swimming pool at a hotel in Dubai has been circulating on social media over the weekend. The incident reportedly happened back in May, and the videos have just been released. In the video, AB toots his butt up out of the water in a woman's face while other hotel guests watched him and recorded him. In another video, AB appears to tie a scarf that he took from another guest around a woman's head. And when she snatches it off, he picks her up and throws her into the pool. He then leans on the edge of the pool to poke his penis out of the water and wave it in the air. Yeah, excuse me?
What part of Dubai is this? We didn't go to this part.
And AB was asked to leave the hotel, and hotel employees claimed that they received multiple complaints about AB smoking marijuana in his room and violating the country's dress code. Apparently, he was walking around without a shirt. I mean, more bizarre behavior, like we said.
Look, man,
it's crazy.
Yeah. What, it's Steve? A beautiful country.
Yes.
They have some rules, and culturally, you just have to respect them. Mm-hmm. But if you do that, and if they want to, trust me, man, they'll turn you around at that immigration desk. They'll red flag your passport. They're not doing that, man. They're not going to make their tourist guests feel uncomfortable because you don't know how to act. Mm-hmm. And, man, you really not going to go over there and disrespect women. That's not what you're not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Come over there waving your thing. Okay, partner. I'm telling you right now, dog.
His whole ass.
Bro, listen to me, man.
Yeah.
It's some men and some fathers over there that ain't, they not having that.
Wow.
But that was a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But yeah, wasn't back in
May.
Ago?
It happened back in May. The video
was just
not perfect.
You know, he can't go back in October.
He can't go back.
He can't go back in October.
Don't be over there messing it up for us. We like Dubai. We love it over there. All right. Moving on to Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah is leaving The Daily Show after 7 years. He's been there for 7 years. He made the announcement during a taping last week. Noah simply stated, I realize that after 7 years, my time is up. That's all he said. Trevor didn't say exactly when he would be leaving. Comedy Central commented that they are grateful to Trevor for their amazing partnership, and they're excited for the next chapter of The Daily Show. It's no secret that late night TV show rankings have been shrinking, which caused Conan O'Brien to end his show last year. So we'll miss Trevor Noah. He's
well,
funny.
It's just TV has changed, man.
Changing.
Drastically.
With all the streaming and, yeah.
I mean, for Tommy to be on 7 years, man, is amazing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's too many ways for people to view television. And television isn't the only source anymore. That streaming has changed the game.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, and we don't have to watch the shows in real time now. Yeah,
that's what I like.
Is
I like
the issue for late night. Mm-hmm. You
like
don't have to watch
of
it in
course.
Real time. Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's what I'm
saying. And that's the reality of it and the danger of it.
Okay. Mm.
Dangerous. Why do you say dangerous?
Well, because it's late night is time sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
There are monologues about things that happen today.
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody's gonna want to watch that next week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah I do.
The celebrity on the show promoting a movie or a book or something.
Right.
When the movie been out 2 weeks, nobody wants to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's harder now.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same for daytime as well?
All TV has changed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Because of streaming.
Okay.
Like your streaming numbers is just as important as your viewership numbers. You know, that's why I like the new Judge show. It's on ABC, but we promote it heavily on Hulu.
Yeah. Heavily. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the thing about Hulu is they get your numbers right away. They know who clicking in.
They
know who clicking in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know. All right. Well, we wish Trevor Noah well.
Mm-hmm. I love Trevor
Noah. We wish
Noah, man.
I do wish too. And Uncle Steve well. We're just trying to stay on. What are you talking
Absolutely.
About?
Absolutely.
Trevor going to be fine.
You guys
we
are doing well. You guys are doing well. He just said that. Coming up in 20 minutes after, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson begins her new term today as the first Black woman to serve in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first Black woman to serve on the Supreme Court, was welcomed on Friday by President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and her colleagues at an investiture ceremony. The proceedings were purely ceremonial since Justice Jackson has been a member of the court since she was sworn in back on June 30th. But the event was nonetheless stately and steeped in history. The Supreme Court opens its new term today, hearing arguments for the first time with new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Already, the court has said it will decide cases on a range of major issues, including affirmative action, voting rights, and the rights of LGBTQ people. The justices will add more cases to their docket in coming months. So we got to say congratulations yet again to Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first Black woman to serve on the Supreme Court.
Let me ask you a question.
Black girl, man.
You say one of the things that's on the ticket that they'll be voting for is voting act rights.
Yeah, voting rights, affirmative action, and the rights
See,
of LGBTQ.
I mean, do people understand what's going on here? That
what?
The
what
Voting
mean?
Rights Act has to be re-voted on, I think, every 10, 20 years to see if blacks will still be allowed to vote.
So, well, that's one of the things they'll be voting
Something
on.
Something to that effect.
Yeah.
But
the Voting
saying.
Rights Act is about us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they have to vote to see if they will continue that or not.
Yeah.
That's
so that's all the more reason not to take your voting rights for granted,
born
your
in the
vote
USA.
For granted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Born in the USA. Yeah.
And
people
that's
died
why we
for this
tell
right.
you to vote, because now you think you just vote for the president. Now you see from this last presidential election, this last president, he put in 3 Supreme Court justices. So you have to vote in your local election so you know who these judges are. When they get promoted, you have to be familiar
that's
with
why,
stuff and vote all the time.
That's
and
why
you
the
can't
gentleman,
take that right for granted.
Mm-hmm. That's Go why ahead. The gentleman that called in on the email, the phone
our
line.
Voicemail.
Yeah,
our
voicemail. Y'all make me sick. Y'all racist. You sitting up in here talking about black Republicans. That's why I have a problem, because if you want to be a black Republican, know what the Republicans stand for and what they're doing. So now if you want to be a black Republican, that's fine. But know their policy and their facts.
Right.
And right, black people, we cannot afford to vote those of us who are well off. We cannot vote for just us, because it doesn't include the masses. I wish that America was privy to what well off people really think and feel. It's shocking, man.
But it's consistent.
Well, it hasn't changed much in all these years. All right, we're going to switch gears here, because coming up, Roscoe, ladies and gentlemen, is in the building.
Oh, man, come on.
Yeah.
He right here. Come on.
We'll hear from him right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is here. Roscoe, friend of the morning show. Roscoe is here.
You know what, Jalen? Soon as they see me, I come right on in.
Yeah, you do.
I don't wait on. I don't need no intro. It on music. What music they gonna play for me? I wrote all of it. They don't use it right now. What's going on? What you want to know? Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going on, Tommy?
What's up, Roscoe?
How you feel, man? I heard you was down a little bit, man. God is good, ain't it?
God is good. I'm back up, Roscoe. I'm coming strong.
Yeah, your boy coming strong, boy. You gonna be all right. Hey, if you want to use my boy, let me know. What did they be like? Hey, what's up, Julia?
What's happening, Roscoe? My hero.
Boy, heard you married now, player.
Yes, sir. I'm out, man. I'm married now, man.
Man. Wrote a song about it.
You did? Uh-oh.
It's all over.
Oh, it's just beginning.
Oh, man. That's just funny to me. I don't do that. That's funny to me. Hey, what's up, Carly?
Hey, Roscoe, what's happening?
What's going on with Shirley? What's happening? What's up?
Hey, Roscoe again. Hey, listen, Roscoe.
Hey, who the girl in the corner with the big forehead?
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's Mississippi Monica.
Okay, hey, Monty. Go ahead.
All right, Roscoe, I wanted to ask you this. I don't know if you've heard yet, but Rihanna is scheduled to headline the Super Bowl halftime show this year or next year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, know all about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, you know, everybody's excited.
Well, you know, I'm excited too. You know, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, she's fine. Just had that baby. You know, she's a little thick right now, but that's how I like it. I like the new Rihanna.
Oh, okay. You know. Have you ever been asked to perform at the Super Bowl? Because we're all excited about Rihanna.
Well, you know, I feel like I get asked every year.
And how do you feel?
What do you mean?
Because you know, whoever performed, hell, they owe me. You know, ain't nobody over there performing. They ain't got a song I wrote. You know what we talking about?
So
like last year at Super Bowl.
Let's go over that. Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre, Eminem, 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige.
Snoop.
Kendrick Lamar.
What?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
What are you saying,
Roscoe?
All them songs. You remember when Kendrick Lamar put that crown on his head? Where you think he got that from?
Oh.
Well,
he got that idea from Jesus.
Oh, okay, man.
He had a little crown on the head. I was reading the Bible to him one day, and he said, look at you, I'm going to do
that.
You were reading, Roscoe, were reading the Bible to Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. I introduce these people all kinds of stuff. I do, I'm well, you got to know I know the Lord. How I write all these songs without the Lord?
Amen to that.
How can you be this talented? This much guilt in one body if it wasn't put there by the good Lord.
Come on here, Roscoe.
Okay, Roscoe.
Amen to that. So are you expecting to hear from Rihanna for her halftime performance?
Well, I'm going to go through her daddy.
Her daddy? Who's her daddy? What's his name?
Piano.
Piano.
Piano Man.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Piano Man.
Billy Joe.
Yeah, I'm going to hear from my daddy. And then I'll tell her what she's going to sing. I'll let her use a couple of my own. You know,
oh,
I'm
going to
sign them all for the OK. You know, everything is going to be real good. You know, she's going to be fine as hell.
Are you going to be there in Arizona? You're not going to watch your artists perform?
Oh, no, I don't go to Arizona too hot.
Well, it's in February.
It is rather warm, yeah.
But you know, I got a curl, you know, and they don't sell activator in there.
It can't it's go down dry out.
Yeah, ain't no way in here. You know, I can still go to Atlanta, Brunswick, Miami, you know, New York. They still got an old case of activator somewhere in there. But you go to Arizona, it ain't a bottle of Proline in that damn thing.
All right, Roscoe, thank you. Coming up next, the nephew and today's
talk to you later, baby. I love you. Hey, Tommy, get healed, baby.
Yes, sir.
Did he say Proline? Love you, boy.
He did.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, he compliments everyone but me. What? All right, we'll find out what that's all about in just a few. Yeah, wrong move. All right, but right now, the nephew is here. Hey, nephew, with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I'm in the building, girl. Do you hear me talking?
Do you hear me smiling because you're
hear
talking?
Do you hear me smiling? Yes. Lord have mercy, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. So happy.
Ooh, I feel like Celie. I may be black. I may even be ugly, but thank God I'm here.
Come on, Celie.
Yes. Stupid is back. All right, I got one for you. This one here is one of your twins is mine. One of your twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surely it's possible. Okay.
Yeah, we found out. We found out recently. Yeah.
Recently, yes. Yeah, last month. In Brazil.
Yeah, last month, yeah.
And woman, you see what that means? What does that tell you? Tommy is ahead of his time. You see what I'm saying?
Tommy.
Okay.
You're doing a prank call ripped from the headlines like Law and Order.
Yes. Yes. One of your twins is mine. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Tony. Yeah, this is Tony. Tony, what's going on, man? Hey, brother, my name is Kendrick, man. I'm trying to reach out to you. Are you the Tony that used to date? Man, yeah. What about it, man? I was trying to reach out to you. Who you say this is again? My name Kendrick. Kendrick. I got a little problem, bro. Hopefully we can work this out. Man, look, man. I ain't got nothing to do with no damn no more, man. That's the past, dog. Don't even call me about her, man. That just I don't want to hear. Do y'all have kids together? What? Do y'all have children together? Yeah, I got kids from Kiva. Man, how you get my number, man? Say again? How you get my number? Hey, bro, I ain't trying to have no beef with you, man. It ain't nothing like that. I'm just do you and have a set of twins? Yeah, man, we got a set of twins, man. But wait a minute, hold on, dog. Why you calling me, man? Whatever you and did, man, that's you and dog. But what you asking me about my kids for, man? Okay, bro. I don't even know how to break this on you, but I'm just gonna just put it out there, okay? Just hear me out, man. Just hear me out. It's been brought to my attention that there is a strong possibility that one of the twins is mine. Oh, you crazy, man? Who you say you is again, man? This Kendrick, man. Look, man, don't call my house with this, man. How a twin gonna be yours, man? They my twins, man. Hey, man, I found out, and I thought the same thing you thought, Tony. I was like, okay. Man, that ain't even biologically possible, man. That's what I thought, but I found out that two seeds could actually join together, create twins, and each one of them could have a different daddy. I'm finding this out for firsthand myself. Oh, man, you ain't fine. Man, look, man, whatever, man, I'm telling you, dog, man, the kids is mine, man. Hey, you ain't got nothing to do with this, dog. You ain't got nothing to do with this, man. Hey, listen, man. All I'm trying to do is get to the bottom of something. Let me, Tony, dog, hear me out. Listen to me. Let me ask you this: your set of twins, are they I mean, are they the same shade of color? Are they different shades? I mean, I'm just asking. I've never seen them.
Man, look, dog, let me tell you something, man. I want you to get this through your head right now, man. Whatever you and got, that's on y'all, man. This ain't got nothing to do with my twins, man. Ain't got nothing to do with my twins, man. One of them dark-skinned, one of them light-skinned, man.
Right there. Right there, man.
What? Right there, what?
Okay, Tony, all right, let me ask you. What shade of color are you? Are you dark-skinned or light-skinned?
Man, I'm dark-skinned, man.
Man, I'm light-skinned. I'm telling you, the light-skinned twin must be mine.
You know what, man? I'm not going to even continue this conversation no more. I'm going to just tell you something, dog. You don't know who you with, cuz I will you up. You understand that, dog?
Man, listen, I just found out that this is a fluke accident that is possible to happen.
Oh. You understand that you talking about my kids, man?
I understand that, man, and I understand the passion that you have for your children, man. I'm just trying to tell you one of the kids,
man,
ain't
you calling
yours,
my
Tony.
House talking about my kids is yours, man.
One of the twins is mine, man.
Man, ain't no. Man, look, dog, I tell you what, man, I'm going to let your make it, dog. You know what? Because don't call here no more, man. Whatever you and were doing, that's what you and that crazy is doing. So she with your old crazy, stupid. You stupid enough to call here talking about one of the kids. I guess she told you that stupid, huh? Now, dog. Don't call me no more, man.
Okay,
don't.
Okay, Tony, listen. Would you consider, I mean, I got us an appointment tomorrow at the doctor. Would you consider bringing the kids so we can see which one is yours and which one
dog,
is mine?
Dog, you are retarded, man. That's what's up with you, dog. You retarded, man. I ain't meet you nowhere, dog. That's what I'm talking about, man. I tell you what, dog. I'll meet you man to man, man. Man to man. Me and you, dog. Man to man. I'm going to kick your
We ain't got to fight. Tony, I just want you to give me my child, man.
Well, I'm going to give you a whooping. I got my Louisville slugger, you stupid. That's what you is, man. You an ignorant man calling me Sunday morning talking about my kids. It's your kids. Man, you retarded. That can't even happen, man.
I understand it, man, but it's a fluke accident, and now you're trying to deprive me of having a relationship with my child.
Man, I've been raising these kids for 5 years by my damn self, man. I get them up. I take them to ballet, man. I take them to Little League. You understand me, man?
Don't
call me no more, man.
Tony, I understand. And, dog, it was heartbreaking to me, too, Tony.
Tell you what, man. I'm going to get off the phone. And I want you to never, ever call my house. Don't call me with no ignorant like this. What you say your name is? What's your name again, dog?
My name Kendrick, man. Listen, Tony.
I'm going to find your dog. You understand that, dog? We're going to settle this. I'm going to whip your you understand what you with, dog?
Okay, but Tony, I got one more thing I want to say to you, okay?
Man, you ain't got else to say to me, man.
Tony, let me say one more thing to you, man.
Man, okay, man. Hold on. Now, baby, daddy, all right. Yeah, y'all go and play. I'll be out there in a minute. Man, see, dog, man, you didn't got everybody around here all. Man, I don't curse like this around my kids, man.
Okay,
man,
can I say one more thing to you, man?
All right, man, say what the you want to say and don't call here no more, man.
Tony, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Oh, man. You know what, Tommy, man? Man, that's some f***ed up s***, boy. Boy, man, you know what, dog? Man, you was really about to get your f***ed up, man. Man, you can't be f***ing with nobody about their kids nowadays, dog. Man. Oh, man. Okay.
You got right, me, man?
That All right, tell you what, man. Don't even tell you did it, man. Cause see, we meeting later tonight. I got something for you, man.
hey, nephew Tommy.
Do me one favor, man.
What's that?
Watch the 10 o'clock news tonight, man. You gonna
for what?
Monkey on there, man. Watch, dog. I can't believe this, man. Oh man. Oh. All right.
Hey man, I gotta ask you, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. I listen every morning, man. I just can't believe y'all got me, man.
I really don't think nobody out there is as ignorant and stupid as I am. One of your twins.
Hey, look, you're right about that. I'm in total agreement with you. Yeah,
as you should. As you should.
No one is as stupid as you. 100%. No one.
Mm. And stupid is getting ready to grab that microphone once again.
You're going back out? You're going back out?
November, I'm grabbing the mic. November, I am grabbing the microphone.
Stand by.
I'll let you know what city. I ain't going to let you know right now. But stand by. The nephew is coming.
Here's
a hint, though, Carla.
What?
It's in the low country. It's in the low country.
All right. All right, nephew, thank you. Up next, it's the Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he compliments everyone but me, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter, and we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it before you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Okay, thank you. Sexy nephew. Subject, he compliments everyone but me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 58 and on my second marriage to a man that I only knew 7 months before we got married. He swept me off my feet after I met him at church. We actually met online, but we agreed to have our first face-to-face encounter at church. We spent that entire first day together and into the night. He said he was an expert on beautiful souls, and mine was the brightest he'd seen in years. Now that I look back at our first date, he did not say I was beautiful or even comment on my outfit. We had a lot of laughs, and although we didn't have a lot in common, we built a sweet relationship. I think back now to when we first had sex. He didn't compliment me then or have much to say about it. I noticed that he complimented other women a lot. Right before our wedding, when he met two of my girlfriends, he said my friends are beautiful and he cannot believe the cutest one is still single. I was jealous, but I did not mention it to him. Instead, I kept an eye on my girlfriend like she was the problem. Now I know he's the problem. He has a bad habit of pointing out women at church or on TV that he thinks are beautiful. I asked him if I'm beautiful to him, and he said it's not becoming to seek out compliments. They have to come naturally. He must think I'm very unattractive for him to answer like that. Just yesterday, he told a cashier that her nails were cute, and I felt some kind of way because he told me he is not a fan of long nails. It is hurtful to me that he never has anything nice to say about me. How do I get him to notice me? Well, it's not that he doesn't notice you. He notices you, all right. I do think it's very odd when a man doesn't compliment his wife, when he never says anything. According to this letter, he doesn't. I think that's kind of mean, you know, and dumb. It's like he knows you look good, but he's too something, I don't know, fill in the blank. To do it. It will cost him nothing to say it, but he just refuses to do it. And it's definitely in him because, you know, he knows he notices other women. So it's in him. He knows what he's doing. I wonder what he does behind your back when he's around other women because he's disrespectful in your face and it makes you feel some kind of way. That's why I say it's mean, him not complimenting you. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's perfectly normal from a woman to want to hear something nice about herself from her own husband. It won't kill him to say, baby, you look good in that dress or I like your hair, etc. It'll work out well for him later. I think he's an idiot. I think he's has some control issues as far as you're concerned, because he's aware of what you want and absolutely refuses to give it to you. So I say, just stop expecting compliments from him. It's more important how you feel about yourself anyway. How do you feel about yourself? Do you think you're beautiful? I say, get dressed up, go out with your girls, have some fun. Quit depending on him to validate you. Get your confidence up on your own, okay? Without him. You know, stop looking for him to make you happy or make you feel good. He's not going to do it. That way he can keep you just where he wants you. What did you like about him anyway? I mean, really, what did you like about him? Steve?
Like?
Yeah.
But why did she marry him?
Yeah.
What did you like about him? Why are y'all married? How you done married a man that, what, how? I don't even understand that. Let me just walk you through this. The subject is, he compliments everybody but me. I'm 58 on my second marriage to a man I only knew 7 months before we got married. So that means you didn't know him. He swept me off my feet after I met him at church. Everybody meet at churches, sweep people off their feet. But then here to go to correction. Well, we actually met online. But we agreed to share our first date face-to-face encounter at church. We spent the entire first day together and into the night. He said he was an expert on beautiful souls, and mine was the brightest he'd seen in years. Who say that?
He, him.
Who? Without mentioning how fine you are. Without mentioning none of that, he went straight past your looks to you one of the most beautiful souls, and mine is the brightest he's seen in years. Oh, that was breathtaking to you. You thought that was the line of lines, didn't you? Now that I look back at our first date, he didn't say I was beautiful or even comment on my outfit. Well, let's talk about that. Why would a man not tell you you beautiful? Well, I can think of one reason. And then he didn't even comment on my outfit. Now, let's talk about that. What did you have on? Now, you done wore this damn church dress up in here because y'all first date was at the church. He didn't comment on your outfit. What church outfit did you have on? You 58. Are you on the missionary board or are you on the usher board? See, what outfit did you have on? Then let me throw this one out real quick. Nah, I can't. I'll be back. I'm going to just tell you what's happening.
Hang on. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he compliments everyone but me. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he compliments everyone but me.
The question in this letter is, why are y'all married? I haven't heard one redeeming thing that you should even be. Why did you marry him? Why? Listen to me. 58, second marriage. You married a man you only knew 7 months. That means you got married to a man you didn't really know. He swept me off our feet after I met him at church. That's a lie, because you said, well, we actually met online, but we agreed to have our first face-to-face at church. We spent the entire first day together and into the night. He said he was an expert on beautiful souls, and mine was the brightest he'd seen in years. I don't know who say that without doing some basic compliments first, but obviously he liked poetry and you do too, so you fell for it. Now that I look back at our first date, he did not say I was beautiful or even comment on my outfit. Well, why would a man not say you beautiful when he first sees you? I can think of one main reason. Let's count. 1,001, 1,002.
There you go.
1,004.
You're killing 1,004. Me with
the Maybe he didn't say you beautiful because he didn't see that. But he saw your beautiful soul, though. And he's an expert. Then you said he didn't say I was beautiful or even comment on my outfit. Uh-oh, here we go. What did you wear to church to meet him? Which one of them moo-moo-ass dresses did you have on?
Not the moo-moo, Steve.
What unflattering, crazy-ass church outfit did you have on your first date at church?
Come on.
No wonder he said you was a beautiful soul. He couldn't see nothing else. We've had a lot of laughs, and although we don't have a lot in common, we built a sweet relationship. Here go the next line. I think back now to when we first had sex. He didn't compliment me then or have much to say about it. Well, we done went over this with your outfit. I asked you in the outfit, what did you have on? Now he didn't compliment you or mention your sex. What did you do? What was you in there doing that didn't get a girl? Ooh, that beautiful soul showed up. Girl, I didn't know under that church outfit what you was working with. You didn't hear none of that? No, because you was up there and it wasn't worth mentioning. I noticed that he compliments the other woman a lot. Like right before our wedding when we met. Here we go now. He met two of my girlfriends. He said, my friends are beautiful and he cannot believe the cutest one is still single. Did you hear that? He said, your girlfriends are beautiful. He never called you that. Because you know what the statistic is now. One out of every three people is ugly. If two of your girlfriends is beautiful.
Wait. One out of what?
One out of every three people is ugly, Tom.
One out of three.
That's a fact. See, like if you look at this show.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going one out of. Yeah. See. Monica, Shirley, me. One out of three is ugly.
Me, you, Junior.
You can pick any one of them.
And be right.
Ugly.
And be dead on.
And be spot on.
It's me, Tommy, and Junior.
See. Yeah. And then, well, we know it ain't Carla, so where we at? We back to the two ugly-ass dudes. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
And now he said, my friends are beautiful, and he can't believe the cutest one is still single. But guess what? You getting married. The cutest one is still single. But the reason you're all right with him is because you're the best he can get. Because ain't nobody else taking this conversation. And ain't nobody else marrying this non-complimentary-ass right. man but
That's
you.
Right.
So you're the best one he can get. So jackpot, you win. I was jealous, but I didn't mention it to him. Instead, I kept an eye on my girlfriend like she was the problem. Now I know he's the problem. He has a bad habit of pointing out women at church or on TV that he thinks are beautiful. I asked him if he thinks I'm beautiful to him, and he said it's not becoming to seek out compliments. This is what he meant to say. I asked him if I'm beautiful to him, and he said it's not becoming to seek out compliments when you're not beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They have to come naturally. And your beauty is not natural. That's what he really said. He must think I'm very unattractive. There you
wow.
go. Now we
wow.
getting to what this. He must think I'm very unattractive. Bingo, you could have wrote that at the top of the letter. It's hurtful to me that he never has anything nice to say about me. Once mm-hmm. again, why did you marry him? How do I get him to notice me? He has noticed you.
He has noticed you.
And he's told you everything he's noticed. Keep on asking
right,
him to notice you. You finna find out some more stuff about yourself, too. He don't like your toes, either.
Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry
Ask
Letter.
Ask him about that old-ass hairstyle you got on. See how he feel about that.
You can also check out the Strawberry marriage. Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next to the
and
Sports Talk
too.
With Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, guys, it is time. Junior is here. Sports talk. What happened? What happened to games yesterday?
A lot happened.
man. Uh-huh. Week four was comebacks and interceptions all Sunday. That's all this was. I'm going to tell you right now. Let's get to it. Chargers over the Texans. It was never close. 34-24. Yeah.
Clearly picked it. Everybody, I don't know nobody picked it.
I know. I picked it too, huh? Giants over the Bears, 20-12.
Picked it.
Wow. Cardinals over the Panthers, 26-16.
Picked it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a shocker, though, man. The Raiders beat the Broncos 32-23.
Picked it.
You did? You didn't pick Russell?
He ain't picked
it. No, I did pick it, man, because Russell's struggling over. They don't have the right offense in place for him.
Okay. Oh, well, what about this one, Unc, man? This was a close game, ended in overtime. The Packers over the Patriots 27-24.
Hell, you know, I don't never pick the Patriots.
I know you'll never pick them. I just wanted
everything
you to say
everything in me can't stand Boston.
Hey, right.
Yeah. Here go a great game, man. This one, man, shocked me, man. But the Chiefs over the Buccaneers, 41-31.
Picked it.
Mahomes
Bank
over
Brady's Brady. Butt.
Man. Mm-hmm. He's probably not coming back next season after that one. I'm pretty sure he threw. Seahawks over the Lions, man, 48-45.
That hurt. God, though. That one, yeah. I didn't pick that one. I always picked Detroit.
Falcons over the Browns, 23-20.
You know something, man? I'm really just thinking about
what's going on in Cleveland, man.
What's happening?
Waiting on the massage therapist to come.
Check back in December, Steve, when you come to work.
Yeah, get back with me in December.
Wait, here we go. Titans over the Colts, 24-17.
I picked it.
Oh, man. This gets on my nerves, man. The Cowboys beat the Commanders 25-10. Now he's talking about Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, ooh. Cooper Rush, 3 straight wins.
What?
Now they going to the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute.
They going to the
what?
Super Bowl.
Cooper Rush, what? Man, they, Cowboy fans talking about what? They going to the Super Bowl
what?
Now. Yeah. Yeah.
The Super Bowl.
Well, Cleveland ain't going.
With Dak.
Yeah. Houston not going nowhere. No, y'all man. Not. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, man. Dallas ain't getting past Philly. Say what is what I said.
Philly on the comeback, 29-21 over the Jaguars. That happened for sure. Ooh, Jalen Hurts, man, showing
picked
out.
It.
And the Vikings over the Saints in London, man, 28-25. Sorry, Tosh.
I ain't picked
that's
that
it
one.
For sports, man.
So, Philly is the only undefeated team?
Yeah, they the only one.
Philly, Jalen Hurts, the Q.
All right, thank you.
Quarterback is a bro.
I got 500 on the Cowboys.
Oh, wow. All man. Right. Coming up
hell
at the top
yeah.
of the hour, is it necessary for your partner to know every detail of your past? No. We'll
that
be
would
back.
Be a hell no. It would be a hell no.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
All right, Steve, this is from Tay at steveharveyfm.com. And I'm not sure if Tay is a man or a woman, but Tay wrote, I'm divorced and my new partner keeps asking me specific details about my ex and my marriage. So my question is it necessary to know everything about your partner's previous relationship? Should I be open and honest about everything?
Boy.
Tay, we don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
I don't care who it is.
Hey, Tay.
What have
hey,
I told y'all?
It's a unisex answer.
Yeah. Honesty
everybody
is not
gets
always the best policy.
True.
Yeah.
The only thing you should be saying about your ex, it was a mistake. Mm-hmm. It was a bad decision. It was a bad relationship. I found something that's the direct opposite, and I'm so happy now. That's it.
Okay.
Go up talking about your past.
You need to know how to lie. You got to get the lying out there.
Listen to me. I cannot mention 98% of my past.
98?
No, that's right.
The only thing I can tell a woman honestly is what I did from age four to about about 17. After that, I was in college, and I can't repeat nothing after that. Nothing.
So just 2% is all she gets. As far
I can
as your
give you from
goes.
4 to 17, pure honesty.
Wow. Okay.
After I went to college, I cannot divulge this part of my life.
Yeah. So, but her partner his partner keeps asking them specific details.
Ain't no problem.
About their ex and
Shirley,
marriage.
Ask me a question. Let me show you how to handle it. You a woman, you asking a man. I'm gonna ask.
Yeah, okay, so how many times have you been married?
Oh, twice. That's true.
Twice. And why'd you break up?
It was my fault. It was my fault. The first one and then the second was just a horrible decision on my part.
And how many women really have you slept with?
You know what? I don't even that thing like that don't even cross my mind because I don't even count my youth and the things, the mistakes I've made in my life, man. I've learned so many things past, man.
Speaking of counting, can you count them on, let's say, one hand or two hands?
Well, I can't count them on one hand. But I don't need a whole lot of fingers.
Well, you need more than 10. Is that what you're saying? Two hands, you need more than...
Yeah, well, I'm not going to need, you know. Honestly. Honestly, if we wouldn't know.
Yeah, I want you to be honest, yes. I'm just trying to get to know you.
Probably, man, like. Go ahead. I could probably count them on two hands.
So you've been with, like, at least 10 women.
Minimum.
Maximum. Don't say minimum. It's maximum.
Maximum.
Don't tell me that. What word?
You know, it just depends on how you want to look at it. Minimum, maximum. You know.
So, how long, like in a how long does your relationships? Do your relationships normally last? If you've been with them?
Oh well, that depends. You know, if it's a one nighter, then that's where they got the term from.
What one night stands? How many one night stands have you had? Just one night. And you've been with 10 women? So the other women were in a relationship. You were in a relationship with them.
The other nine?
Full blown.
Why are we being interrogated maybe like this?
Yeah, no, you can ask me all you want to. We ain't coming up with this number.
You can turn it around.
Stick it to cause, it. Because truth be told, we can use everybody's fingers on this damn show. If you want to. I can put a digit on every... thing on this damn show in real life, but we ain't finna do that.
We ain't going past 10.
No.
But don't you think? All right. All right. So no honesty is what you're telling Tay. Keep it down.
What?
Keep it down. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this seems like a weekly occurrence when we talk about Mr. Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon and Brittany Bell have welcomed their third baby together. Congratulations to Nick Cannon. This
What's the total now for
me? You just
child.
Say this the other day?
Yeah,
is
yeah,
the
that
same
was nine.
Girl as the other day?
That was another baby. This is, yeah, this is a
Wait
woman.
Wait a minute, this is another one? Like weeks apart?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a woman that already had twins by him. And now she had a third baby by him. And so now altogether he's had 10 children. 10.
He need a hysterectomy. He do. He do.
That's for women.
He do. All right. He need a hysterectomy.
Well, let me tell you the baby's name. The baby's name is Rise Messiah Cannon. Rise Messiah was born on September 23rd, weighing a whopping 10 pounds. And then Nick posted another blessing. As my journey on this planet becomes more and more remarkable and unfathomable, all I can do is thank God and continue to ask the Most High to order my steps. He has given me stewardship
and dominion over a family dynamic to some is unimaginable.
Some. Anybody.
Yes. They're going to start using numbers.
You looking at a man with seven. I'm telling you right now, why you think they had the TV show out called Eight Is Enough?
And that was blended.
Order your steps to Walgreens. That's what you need to do.
Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for a round of Would You Rather, guys. Would you rather no cell phone for a whole month or no sex for a whole month?
I need that phone. I'm sorry.
I need that phone.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so you're gonna go.
We can make each other feel good if we both got that phone. We, you know what I'm saying? We can make it through for a month with that phone.
What?
Come on, boy.
What?
Yeah. Man, send me a picture of your shoulder. Man, something.
All right.
No, I can't do without this phone. I can't mess my money up.
No.
Okay. Junior, you, Mr. Newly, two-week into it.
I can agree. Marriage. I just threw my phone when you said it. That's what I did. You're going to get this.
Because you're a newlywed.
What? Man. Tired now.
Exhausted. You're exhausted.
Just 2 weeks in, Junior.
Yeah. What? I can't believe you said that.
All right, let's keep with that same theme. Would you rather give your wife your password or would you rather eat canned meat for a full year?
Eat it for a year, putting all kind of seasoning on that canned meat. You hear me?
Man, mine got my password.
Tommy, you just got my kids.
And if I give her this phone, I'm going back to the hospital. So I'm not doing a damn thing.
So canned meat it is.
Canned meat.
Tuna.
All
Vienna
that.
Sausages, spam.
All that.
Yeah. That's it.
All right. So, okay. Would you rather have a flat stomach and short legs? Or would you rather have a pot belly and long legs?
Well, I might as well go with what I got now.
What is that?
Pot belly and long legs.
But you rich, though, so you good.
Yeah, don't matter.
Yeah. And that ain't really no pot belly. I've renamed it.
What?
That area is entitled, it's called income.
Yes. Yeah.
Now Junior's very quiet because he's all of the above.
Everything. I was gonna say, so you might want to take the.
He got short legs and a pot belly.
give me one from A and B.
And he ain't got it. And he ain't got his headset on today, so we looking at his headsets and hairs at the same spot.
I'm closer to the other one. Flat stomach, short legs. I'm right in there.
Yeah, and I'm who there. Wants to be short? Why would I go from 6'2 down to 5'9? Why would I want to leave this glorious view of life I've had to come down there and now I got tippy toe? I can't get a plate out the cabinet. I'm in here trying to jump, get the pickles off the top shelf of the refrigerator.
That concludes today's round of Would You Rather.
I'm in here sitting on phone books trying to drive a pickup truck. We're not finna do this here.
No. We'll be back for our last break of the day and to close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, before we get out of here, we do want to remind you of ways to help out the victims of Hurricane Ian. You can donate at 800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767. Or you can go to redcross.org to donate. If you'd like to volunteer, you can go to the Red Cross's website at redcross.org/volunteer today. Okay, if you can help out, please do. And of course, we're still praying for the victims of Hurricane Ian. And Carla,
yes.
In honor of October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you were in Chicago this weekend. We saw you on the gram participating in the annual Sister Strut event. Tell us about it. You were dancing, getting your groove on, and it was for, of course, a worthy cause.
Yes.
How was
it? Sister Strut, it was wonderful. Chicago, first of all, shout out to Chicago. Iconic weather. It was a beautiful, beautiful day, beautiful Saturday in Chicago. And our loyal listeners from V103, they showed up and showed out. We were at the Salvation Army, the Croc Center on the South Side. And Joe Soto, Steve.
My dog.
Yes, Joe Soto was there. He told me to give you lots of love. And Tommy, so many well wishes from our Chicago listeners. They all were stopping me on the walk, telling me to tell you they love you, praying for you, prayer of healing. So we got a lot of love in Chicago. They say, hey, Shirley girl, home girl. Hey, Junior. Some of them were shocked.
Junior, Tommy, I want to say that I'm a little Oh, they were shocked at Junior's wedding?
Yeah, they were asking me. Steve, they were asking me not. Tell me about Junior. Junior got married. I said, yes, Junior's married. Yes.
We were all in shock.
Yes. So
Junior's need love, too.
Go to my Instagram page at Lips by Carla. You can see a whole review and good time we had at Sister Strut Breast Cancer Awareness. And if you want to learn more, go to sisterstrut.com or V103.com. Any packed. Of our iHeart affiliates. It was packed. It was nice. So there you go.
All right, Steve, you want to take us home with some closing words?
We was talking.
Are you good?
You know, Shirley, hear what you're not going to do. You're not going to arrange the last break as you want it and then just make me
a
little throw-in segment. You know, I thought we were going to talk to Carla about her weekend.
And everything. Did you not? Were you not listening?
You won't just throw me a bone at the end, do something at the end. Go ahead and take us home, but you know, I want to talk to Tommy because I've never been in this position before.
What's up, big
dog? For everybody out there that stopped me to ask me how Tommy doing, he's at work. He's fine.
Right.
Can y'all tell everybody that? Stop asking me, am I okay? I'm fine.
What is the
asking me about him? You know, y'all get tired when people come up, y'all talking about, can you get this to your Uncle Steve? Can you do this? Stop asking me about Tommy. Tommy is fine. He at work.
I'm here.
Is there anything we need to do? You don't know him.
Let me say this, huh?
They feel like
after we get off the radio, I am quiet the rest of the day so I can try to get this voice back to 100%. So please, for the people that's trying to call, I'm not going to take the call. I love you and I appreciate you. For the people that I have taken your call, you do not know what to say to a person that just came out of work. Don't call me and say, know what? My auntie had that. She died, though. Hey, that's not,
Shirley.
I don't want to hear that.
Yes, Shirley.
I didn't say that to him.
That's exactly what you said to him, Shirley.
I have not spoken to Tommy on the phone.
You said it on a commercial break.
You sure did, Shirley.
I know that, Steve.
You sure did.
But just stop doing that, Shirley.
Well, he didn't say me.
Everybody don't want to know how many people you know had it and died. He is
healed. He didn't say me.
I'm telling you, he talking about you.
He is not.
And stop trying to encourage a person by mentioning death. You know, most people die.
Well, damn. Exactly.
Yeah, that's not encouraging.
That was not me he was speaking about.
You know,
he's
that'd
here,
be like Junior.
Said, he's
that'd be like talking to Junior and say, well, at least you had a small crisis. What? What the hell is a small crisis?
It don't matter.
Like you know the difference between a big one. I done talked to this boy before. 20 in the middle of one. It ain't pretty.
No.
So stop asking me about Tommy. Tommy is fine.
I'm good. I'm good.
Then I had this one old ass lady.
Where you be at when they asking you about Tommy?
But hold up, though, man. Here was one lady. I don't know where she got this from. Lord, I don't know what y'all would do without him. What?
Whoa.
What are you talking about?
See, he wasn't talking about me. I told you.
You know, lady, what are you talking about? You know.
I never said that.
You know, and then here goes something Shirley would say. Well, you know, he was such a big part of
the key word was. He's sitting right there.
Lady, you gotta admit you have called some people off before they left here. You called Farrah Fawcett off before she left here.
Oh, man.
Who else was it?
Valerie Harper.
Valerie Harper.
Rhoda. Yeah. Two people. You're here though, like Steve said, you're at work. You're fine.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank the Lord.
This has been the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We hope you have had moments of levity. We did very little to inform you today, but that's just fine. Listen, tomorrow we may get to that. Have yourself a wonderful day. Talk to God. He would absolutely love to hear from you. Yes, sir. Honor him, praise him, but most of all, thank him. See you tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.